We got Mom's Rocket here in studio.
We have Mom's Rocket studio. They're
they're back there.
Hey! They're back there in the lounge.
Yo!
Hey, what's up?
Yell hi!
So, yeah, like I said, Mom's Rocket is back there in full force.
They're getting ready to come on mic. They're putting all their makeup on and everything.
Yeah, they're getting all pretty for you guys, even though
because we are filming
radio.
This.
Oh, yeah, we are, huh?
We don't have any film. It's all digital.
We're putting on the Mom's Rocket panties, okay?
I gotta wear a pair.
They do have Mom's Rocket panties.
But are they thongs is the question.
No, booty shorts.
Right? I want booty thongs because I want to wear it backwards. But anyway, what we want to talk about is something that will...
It's a slingshot. Yeah. Awesome.
I got a couple stones.
Oh, yeah.
Do this.
Oh, yeah.
About damn time. Again.
Again. Yeah. Haven't we had you guys on here a couple times now?
Took us a minute to find you.
Number two.
Number two. What does that mean?
One better than number one.
Yes, maybe.
Sometimes more relaxing.
Definitely. More satisfactory. Satisfaction.
Yeah, satisfactory.
That would be satisfactory.
Now, is that satisfactory or is it the saddest factory?
The saddest factory.
I think I worked there. It sucked.
So, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, man. What's up?
Beautiful fall day in the Pacific Northwest.
Dream Fest, the most amazing event of the entire year thus far, is about to take place. You guys should be there.
We all want to see you at Dream Fest.
We'll all be there.
Yeah.
You should be there too.
We got Jason and Tom here. Randy couldn't make it, which we'll be giving him crap about later, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's doing some family duties, which is very cool. It's all right.
I heard it was championship soccer.
It probably was championship soccer.
It's my family, man.
So you guys just got finished doing the whole Pain and Uproar thing.
Pain the grass, recently. Uproar, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. You and I took one hell of a ride on Mom's Rocket.
Yes, we did.
It was amazing. Amazing day, something I'll never forget.
Thanks for all the whiskey. That was fantastic.
So you're the one.
It was a good day.
No, another DJ on another station was hitting that pretty hard.
Those guys,
he pretty much drank it down pretty low. Well, you know, and that day, I just really want to say thanks to Jeff Zocker for making that day really, really cool.
Absolutely.
For us. He really
amazingly
hooked us up.
Amazingly cool so. RV that Jeff loaned us for the weekend.
That was a nice RV. Sorry for trashing it, guys. I puke everywhere.
You hear that, Zocker?
Okay. Yeah. I told you it wasn't me.
Yeah.
No, Randy.
Now it's out.
Seriously, though, and along those same lines, I want to thank all the Mom's Rocket fans that showed up to see us there.
Yeah.
So we were the first band that played at Pain in the Grass on the Saturday.
You guys kicked off the party.
We kicked off the day. And, you know, so what happened was, I think, I can't remember the exact times, but I think they opened the gates at like maybe 2 o'clock. And we went on at 2:10 or 2:15 or something. So the gates had just been open. My wife said she saw several people that she recognized running from the gate to the stage to get a see it. Some people that are right in the booth
right
here.
That's right.
And I don't run, but
exactly.
I ran.
But you were awesome. And so it was great to be on stage and look out and see all of these people that I knew and a lot of people that I didn't know. And it was just amazing. Off the hook, man.
Yeah,
Nita, did you lose a flipper, like a sandal while you were running?
You mean a slipper?
No, actually.
You kept them on? Cool.
Yeah,
glass flipper.
Flipper, is that what
we're calling it? Yeah, it's a flipper. Flipper would be like a Cinderella story, wouldn't it?
That'd be hard to run in, don't you think, without it?
Yeah, you'd get like one step.
Just mauling your feet up after one bad step.
Isn't that the Californication version of like Cinderella, right?
Of course it is.
The grass flipper. She loses her flipper walking down the street in Malibu.
Right.
You know, oh, dear God, what's she going to do?
Exactly.
So I've got a Facebook thing. Kaylin from Amadon has asked somebody to touch Jason's butt.
But which Jason?
Which Jason?
I think Shutter's on it. He's right there.
I got cover either way, man.
You got to squeeze my butt.
There nobody goes. Say good game.
And
just
pictures.
Stare at it.
There it is.
Woo!
There it is.
We got the creepy guy.
That's not Photoshop.
Touching people's butts.
It's on video.
Kaylin, you're in big trouble, buddy.
Just
the things I do for this show.
Right?
The things I do.
It's because you're new.
Friends. Kaylin.
No one asked you to do that, man. You just did it.
Kaylin from Amadon. Those guys will be rocking Dream Fest tomorrow as well, man.
Yeah,
those guys kick booty.
It's what you can say ass.
Man, you're going to be dumping
them. Look, I just got myself reeled in here, okay?
Trust me, you don't want to
How about we play a game? Guess, can you say that on the radio? Put your finger on the button.
No, let's not do that.
We cannot do that.
No, we won't do that.
No.
You know what? I kind of want to keep the show. You know, I'm back again, and I don't want to go anywhere.
No, Amadon is a great band, and if you have not seen them live, you've got to go. Dane, I love you. He's got to show me some of those drumstick tricks, because that guy is awesome.
Yeah, man. Dane's, we played a lot with those guys lately.
Yeah,
I was surprised to see Dane.
So fun to watch, man. Just a great band.
I met Dane before he joined Amadon. It was after he left a couple other bands. He was an American Wrecking Crew and a band called Psychonaut Death Trip. And I met him after I actually sold him my electric drum set, and I was surprised to see him at the Spring Pledge Drive. They played and everything. You all should have come up and played. That would have been awesome. We have another Fall Pledge Drive coming up. You're going to be here, right? Right? Right?
Yeah, we're going to.
Can you all do an acoustic set?
Sure.
You hear that? It's not officially yet, but they're going to be here.
What set?
What's going on?
We'll talk about it.
You know that last song on your new record? It'll sound kind of like that, the whole set.
So what's going on with the new album? How's that playing with everybody?
I listen to it actually quite frequently, just about, yes.
Awesome.
I've burned quite a bit of herb to that album. It is awesome.
Sweet.
It is. That is, I just want to say about the record, a lot of like what the record industry is today, a lot of people, they're all about the singles. And when I was talking to Randy at Luigi's when y'all played there a few weeks back, I told him, man, it was great. The album was great because it's a whole album. Y'all know the art of making an album. That's a lost art. And also, the album art is great. And a little bit later, you'll have to tell the story about how the album art and everything came about.
That absolutely.
Was a great story. Yeah. Randy told me about that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that, man. Thank
we
you
do.
So much.
It is. And last album, V2, is great, too. And I don't have your first one. It's your first one called Plug It. Why not?
It's Mom's Rocket.
Mom's Rocket. It's Mom's Rocket. And it has a blue cover, if I remember right.
It's kind of an outer space cover of a chick riding on a rocket.
Right. That's right. That's right.
My kid drew that record.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
See, now, cool. So now the question I have is the fact right here. You look at the CD and there's two words on the whole thing. You got red and you got rocket.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's Mom's Rocket.
And you gave me a blank stare when I said that earlier. I'm like,
really, there's kind of a deep meaning to the title if you really want to drag it out.
Big Taylor Swift fans.
Right.
Well, Taylor Swift, nothing, okay? Okay, because this is about the fact that red itself is kind of a warning, and even on, you know, on Star Trek, you had Red Alert, you know, you know, that was just, it's a warning. It's kind of a noticing of the way that the world is right now, and the fact that people need to start paying attention because, you know, things are messed up.
And if you look at the artwork's kind of dark. It's very red and black, and so it has that sense to it. And ties into the songwriting. All kind of about how we perceive where we're at as the society today.
Yeah.
So, not to get too Queensryche about it. I mean, we didn't try to make a concept record or anything, but we did try to tie all the themes of the record together.
Sure.
Yeah. We're not depressed, though.
This song is called I Am So Sad. I Am So Very, Very Sad.
I say we go into the... I'm really enjoying what you guys are doing there. We've been playing your last album for a long time. It's
sweet.
Great to hear some new stuff. And totally as always,
old stuff's great too, though.
Yeah.
So, what would you say is like the biggest change with this album? What's the new draw to this album?
Every time we approach a record, we try to approach it a little bit differently. We never really want to make the same record again, you know. And really, Mom's Rocket has five members. There's the four of us plus our producer John Dammeyer.
The fog
rolls in. And really, I'm going to be really honest about how it works. So we write to kind of be a little bit different, and then John kind of helps us see the vision that he sees what we're doing with it, and helps us kind of maximize that. Right. Yeah. So he'll totally help us from the songwriting, you know, point all the way to the like the mastering at the very end. He's got a piece in it, but really there is kind of like a
He's
totally the producer.
There's a definite change in the feel of the song that takes place after John gets a hold of it. We realize that we're going to write free form and just have fun with what we're doing. John is the one that sees what we're doing and goes, okay, this is what this is going to be.
Right.
And then he creates it from there.
There's some deliberateness to it, too. I mean, going into V2, we knew we wanted to make a really stripped-down sounding kind of like club record. Like the old-school rock from the 80s, like just stripped back to just a guitar and some splash parts or a couple guitars and a lot of overdubs and really raw songwriting. That's what V2 is. The new one, Red, we went into it saying we want to make a more produced, more polished record. We want to do something that's more akin to the music that we heard in the mid-90s, right? That was more, had more layers to it and more layers of songwriting, more layers of production and more layers of, I guess, depth to the
absolutely
to the music, right? Yep. And so that so really that's how to me it differs. V2 is a party record. You know, the red is red is more of a art piece, right?
Exactly.
They went from the party, got really effed up, and they got all artsy fartsy on the side.
That's normally how it works, right? As all artsy fartsies you can get when you're drinking Crown Royal.
So, so you're saying red is the hangover record after the party record. Okay, cool.
Well, you know, some of your best, you know, artistic ideas and work is when you're just kind of in that weird mind frame of a lot of
things. And from that same perspective, the first record out of all of them is the Moms Rock and Moms Rock It. It's really just an improv record. So on that record, we were kind of reinventing ourselves as a band for the first time, and as musicians kind of going at it again, because we'd all been bands before. And we just basically wrote an improv blues record, kind of.
So how long did it take you guys actually from like the last record to this record to actually get all the songs written down? And
oh man, well that's a great question. So here's how that process works: is that by the time you get the record done and released, you've lived with that material for 2 years already, so you're tired of it, right? Like we are of our new record.
Here's our next song. But, sick of hearing
it. It's like
it.
To you, it's new, but we're sick of it.
But you have this responsibility to go out and show that music to people. So you do that for 6 or 8 or 9 or 12 months or something. And in that time, you rewrite the record. So there's kind of a transition period between the time you're rolling out the last record and you're writing the new record.
Absolutely.
And probably from between record to record, it's about 18 months maybe or something like that, Tom. I don't
sure.
jump in. But there's a lot going on in that 18 months, right? It's not like you just stop one and do another.
You have to continue to play shows. Otherwise, as we know that have all been in bands around this area, that people forget about you.
quickly. Oh, so quickly.
And all of a sudden, you go out to a show, and it's like this.
Yeah. Insert tumbleweed here.
I thought we were playing the Gorge, Tom. This is at the Gorge.
You in the anti-Gorge now, okay?
So, guys, as far as influences go, like, who really has affected how you guys sound? Locally.
I'm going to say Tom Roney.
Innovators and stuff. But, like, what else? Like, around the sound, what really affects that? Where does it come from, I guess?
You know, the Puget Sound is really cool because I don't think anybody goes out and watches a band and says, I want to be that.
Right.
They more invent themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right, Tom. In fact, so from a musical standpoint, I think we all are trying to be different from each other.
Right.
But on the other hand, every time I go out and see live bands, they're setting the bar higher. So it might not we want to be that, but we have to be at least that good, right? I see all these bands, you know, Witchburn, Amadon, Windowpane, all these great bands all the time. It's like there's no slacking. There's
I'll
no
play
and
dream
bad
best.
Night. There's no
right.
You're going to fall behind if you take a moment rest, right?
Right.
Well, yeah. There's no. All right. We just played the Gorge. Let's kick back and enjoy this.
On to the next thing. Dream
right.
best.
I mean, it's you push even harder now because
there's never
you've got
any break
that momentum.
If you want to keep up there. Yeah.
But, you know, I think I can speak for all of us, say we're really huge fans of the local rock scene and the local music scene in general, and we love all the bands we play with. I think I see great bands all the time.
Oh, man.
In fact, I enjoy the local shows that we play with really good talent more than going to big shows because I know what they're about and I've seen them before, but I am always surprised, you know, by the local bands.
Right. And there's just so many good bands like Nita. You used to manage like Job himself, right? Another one of the bands I discovered around the time I discovered you all. There's so much good stuff here. For a while, I thought it was all like death metal and hardcore because it's all my buddies are into.
Yeah.
So
well,
I,
there's that too, and that's really good.
Death metal's growing on me. I'm sorry, Caden. I don't know about hardcore later tonight, you know, 10 to midnight.
Yeah, Dead Air's going to be tonight, Thursdays, 10 to midnight.
And then for death metal, you can check out Late Night Death on Tuesdays, 10 to midnight.
Hey, you probably should be drinking before you come to the show.
Yeah, man. So, guys,
this cough syrup.
One of the things that really stood out to me, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago when I found out about it, was just how much the local scene's more like a family. Like, when you guys found out you guys were going to be doing Uproar, you immediately plugged December in Red, say, hey, check these guys out, since you guys weren't going to be playing.
We've made a good connection with not just December in Red, but like the Failsafe Project and lots of other bands, and we actually figured out, we read the rules and realized that we were disqualified. We couldn't have even accepted the prize if we had won. And December in Red was really pushing, and those guys held the top spot. And if you haven't seen them live, you need to go. They're a great band. They write good songs. In fact, I've been stuck on their CD in my truck for a few weeks now. We're all kind of in our own journey and, you know, challenge. Of course, we're all trying to get somewhere better than where we are now. But at the same time, we still want to pull for the guys that are with us and they're doing the same thing. We're all in this journey together. We're just kind of at different, you know, levels or different sounds and all the things that we're doing. But it just seemed like the right thing to do, you know, get
it's
all
still
our guys
home.
On board to help those guys out. Unfortunately, they didn't win.
Yeah.
But they're a great band. December in Red, you got to check them out.
Awesome.
So you guys came in here with some little goodies for
six.
Our listeners.
Whoa, yeah.
So, six. We definitely want to get that out because, you know.
Six dream best ticket.
Each pair of tickets will come with a brand new Mom's Rocket Red CD that we will be happy to autograph for you.
Absolutely. Catch us at Dream.
The people who miss this are really going to be sad.
Kicking themselves in the teeth.
Thank you. It's a huge show, you know.
It is. It's going to be awesome.
Amazing awesome. Local bands playing.
The all-new KGRG-FM's Puget Sound Underground on 89.9. What's up? I'm JP.
Stardog.
Jeff.
Vito's right behind here.
Hola.
Hola. Yeah.
Shutter's running around taking pictures.
We got Mom's Rocket here.
We got Mom's Rocket here, and also
we just played The Edge.
We just played The Edge. Jeff here played the wrong song. Oh, no, I got queued up, man.
Well, because someone told me six, so I put six.
No.
Fault.
I didn't say six.
I apologize.
I said, oh, you got it.
Okay, no arguing.
He did say six.
He did.
No.
You're familiar
there
with
you guys
this
know
new
by
record,
now, it's
right?
always the drummer. It's right. always the drummer.
I'm sorry.
I told my drummer that, and he just said it's always the bass player.
See, these guys are always trying to find a way to get me in trouble when I'm just doing what I'm told.
He doesn't know how to count.
If he'd been listening to me, he would have played number seven.
Okay, are we all getting along now? Are we behaving?
No, mostly.
I think we're going to have a Puget Sound death match here. Any second.
Apparently, I want to like smack
hey,
down
looks
some
like
kids.
Three on three.
Do this.
Oh wait, they're going to
beat
up the other guy.
So Dreamfest tickets, if you want to get that in, you'll see Mom's Rocket Saturday.
Saturday.
What day it is, right?
Yeah. So who was the big winner?
We had Dirty Dean from Ording.
Awesome, Dirty Dean. Dirty Dean from the 360 representing
the Dean of the Dean of Dirty.
That's right.
So we get to actually meet him in person and
that's
instead
awesome.
Of a phone call. That is cool. And one quick thing I also want to talk about is that part of the proceeds go to benefit the Burn Children Recovery Foundation. This is a big deal. I mean, it really helps kids that, you know, you don't know what these guys have to go through. And we got a chance to hear Terry's story with Louie and when they went on TV.
I saw that, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, dude, if you need to watch it. It'll bring a tear to your eye, and it'll make you – I mean, it makes me feel a lot better about just going and playing there.
Totally.
I'm looking forward to meeting Terry. He's going to introduce us, actually, Saturday, so we're really excited about that. But the money goes to help. And his testimony about what happened in his life and how this foundation helped him, we need to step on – you know, get on board and donate money. Even if you can't go to the show, it's sold out, make a donation. Help these kids out, really.
Well, definitely. You watch this – this film, this little short clip of him talking about his experience, it'll tear you up.
Right. I mean, I suppose there's a possibility that there's some people out there that don't know who Louie is or what Louie's Pizza is or what Dreamfest is all about. But, you know, Louie at Louie's Pizza, it's his dream to be able to put on, you know, local live music event and raise money for charity. Right. And do good with it. And that's why it's Dreamfest. It's his dream. And, man, he's really brought this together. I got to tell
and
you.
We're all in it.
This is the biggest local show of the year. It is full-on pro. It's a giant stage. It's a bunch of people. It's a bunch of great bands. It's a really good time.
Crazy light show, big screen TVs.
Yeah.
People throughout the scene everywhere, you're going to see everybody that is in the local scene is going to be here.
I mean, Louis puts his heart and his soul and his whole energy behind this thing. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So I'm honored to be able to play it. I'm excited to be able to be there, and I just hope everybody goes and supports it.
And you got to remember, absolutely. It's a two-day event. I think there are 13 bands on Saturday, day one.
About that, and there's
a whole bunch more on Sunday with Randy Hanson headlining Sunday night. So you're gonna get the full gamut of music from some of the heavier stuff to the rock stuff to the bluesy to whatever.
Rick Beatty Band is playing, Sweet Kiss Mama's playing on the second day. I mean, there's just some. Amazing! It's an amazing weekend of music. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be down there both days too. So I mean,
if
you guys
want to
come down and hang out with the Rocket Crew, we're going to be there. So
if you go there and if you don't hear anything you like on either day, you just I'll just say it, you have a crap taste in music. There's so much that you
Justin,
we don't know what you
Justin,
like,
that person is not listening to this station.
That is a strong point.
Right. So really quickly, I just want to give
a
shout out.
I want them to stop listening now.
Shout out to our winner.
To our winner. His name is Mike from Kent.
Congratulations.
Awesome. From Kent.
Awesome.
Congratulations, brother. You will not be disappointed.
That's
we will
right.
See you there. Also, in the studio now, we have Nick from Job himself, so he'll be joining us here in just a little bit. And I got to give a shout out to my bestie, Erin, who's listening. She loves you guys. She said, hey.
Hey, Erin.
Right on, Erin.
I was going to call it.
Here's Mom's Rocket, Peterson Underground.
Best of Washington.